Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 31st verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقل للمؤمنات يغضضن من أبصارهن ويحفظن فروجهن ولا يبدين زينتهن إلا ما ظهر منها وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُرِهِنَّ عَلَى جُيُوبِهِنَّ وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا لِبُعُولَتِهِنَّ أَوْ آبَائِهِنَّ أَوْ آبَاءِ بُعُولَتِهِنَّ أَوْ أَبْنَائِهِنَّ أَوْ أَبْنَائِهِنَّ أو أبناء بعولتهن أو إخوانهن أو بني إخوانهن أو بني أخواتهن أو نسائهن أو ما ملكت أيمانهن أو التابعين غير أولي الإربة من الرجال أو الطفل الذين لم يظهروا على عورات النساء ولا يضربن بأرجلهن ليعلم ما يخفين من زينتهن وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون.
And tell the believing women to reduce some of their vision and guard their private parts and not expose their adornment except that which appears thereof, and to draw their head covers over their chests, and not display their adornment, except to their husbands, their fathers, their husbands' fathers, their sons, their husbands' sons, their brothers, their brothers' sons, their sisters' sons, their women, that which their right hands possess, or those male attendants having no physical desire, or children who are not yet aware of the private aspects of women. And let them not stamp their feet to make known what they conceal of their adornment. And turn to Allah in repentance, all of you, O believers, that you might succeed.
So, dear listeners, as you could hear in this 31st sentence added with the previous one, the Almighty Allah says, تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Turn unto Allah altogether, O believers, in order that you may succeed, in order that you may reach this summit of successfulness. And this successfulness is achieved only if the men and women cooperate with each other in this society. So, we entered the concept and issue of philosophy of veil. We said that the first philosophy of veil is that Islam wants Muslim men and women to have a sound nerve and pure eye and ear. That is why in the 30th verse, the Almighty Allah said, ذَلِكَ أَذْكَى لَهُمْ, that is purer for them. The second, actually, philosophy of veiling and covering is that, as we can see in this outside world, these documented figures show that divorce and separation is constantly increasing by the increase of nakedness and not having kind of, actually unveiling, we can say. In this kind of community, two spouses belong to each other, but they will be separated finally. But in this open market of nakedness, marriage is no longer meaningful. Families will be quickly destroyed and children will be without guardian. But the third philosophy of veil can be this, can be spreading indecency, can be increase of illegitimate children. And these things do not need providing any statistics and figures. Its reasons are especially so fully visible in Western countries that they need no explanation. And also, as we said in the previous episode, we do not mean that the only factor of indecency and illegitimate children is unveiling. We do not see that shameful colonialism and destructive political issues are not playing a role in it. But what we say, actually, what we intend the audience to find out is that one of the most influential factors is this unveiling. With regard to the fact that indecency, and worse than that, illegitimate children have been and are the source of kinds of crimes in human societies, this dimension of this issue will be made clearer. All the communities, all societies are trying to avoid this aspect of actually issue. Dear listeners, as we were talking about the philosophies of veiling and covering, we said that spreading indecency has different reasons, but one of its influential factors is unveiling and nakedness. But this issue of women's meanness and the degradation of women is very important after all, which does not need statistics and figures too. When society desires nakedness out of women, when what society wants from all the women is their nakedness, their personality, their characteristic is so degraded that they are only seen as a dull or valueless product. The high humane values of women are totally forgotten in this kind of community. When the only pride of women becomes beauty in display, what happens? She turns into a means for satisfying unrestrained desires of some wicked, deceiving, beastly men. How can women, actually, with their moral characteristics, achieve high status? How can they show acknowledge in such a society? This kind of society is not the society that prepares children for the next life. This kind of society is not the kind that both men and women want. They are actually avoiding seeing these aspects of indecency in their children, and they do not want to have this increasingly number of illegitimate children. These are the ones that all the societies avoid. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. When faith begins.